Hello, it's Loki here, and it is time for my 2013 predictions! Woohoo! The team to watch out for this season, I think he's going to be Ferrari. I think Alonso is going to be the man again. He was so good last year. So good last year. He's got to be in with a shout at the championship this year. I'd be so disappointed if he's not.
My heart says Alonso and Raikkonen renew their 2005 rivalry. Alonso has the edge in a much improved Ferrari. But my head says Sebastian Vettel will win a fourth world title with a bit to spare. The roles have not been this stable since 2009, and you can't give Adrian Newey two seasons to develop a car. My dark horse, Nico Hülkenberg, wins a race in his Sauber.
Hello, it's Pat from GMHRacing.com, and here are my predictions for the 2013 season. If you want an underdog winner, my pick would be Nico Hülkenberg. If the Sauber is as good as it was last year, I think Hülkenberg can do more with it than Perez and Kobayashi. And Perez almost won, so there's a chance Nico could pull that back.
Hello, Side Podcast, Stephen Roy here. There are some interesting new partnerships this year. Obviously, Gutierrez and Hülkenberg, as Cathy would say, at Sauber. I don't see Gutierrez getting anything out of the Hulk. Nico's a driver I really rate, and I think he'll come out of there comfortably number one.
Hi all, it's Will Hatt here, getting on board with some 2013 predictions, although I do fear being heavily blamed when what I forecast comes crashing down, and I'm not just talking about Grosjean. So, as I've mentioned, that Frenchman arsed out there. Romain, he's going to make strides this season. He's not going to be the reckless idiot that he's come to be known as. Last year, I did my fair share of slating him, well, maybe more than fair share, and this isn't going to be required anymore. I feel he could challenge for a few podium finishes, secure his maiden victory, and I'll go out on a limb and say he can mix it with the big boys at the sharp end of the championship. Consistency will be his friend. On the other hand, everybody's favourite wheel-to-wheel racer, Pastor Maldonado, will not change his spots. He'll still be quick, but will continue to use his Williams like a bumper car at a fairground. I don't expect him to mend any bridges with the other drivers, and he'll remain a villain on the grid.
Hi, this is Norinio with my contribution to the F1 2013 preview for Side Podcast. The pay drivers who are coming in at the back of the grid will probably be fine. Money talks in Formula 1. As we all know, Pastor Maldonado, when he joined Williams, some people didn't like him. He had a lot of detractors, but his money kept him in a seat. And of course, he won a race with Williams last year. There will be some drivers who are under threat, though. Maybe the ones whose teams aren't quite so reliant on their money.
But Grosjean? I don't know about Grosjean. If he stops crashing, he could be really good, but he's unreliable. Grosjean is like going to work in the morning and putting an egg on the street, going to do your day at work and then coming back and expecting the egg to still be stable. He's so unreliable, you just can't trust him. You know that one tiny little thing is just going to send him flying. And he is essentially, he wants to be an omelette, but he's just a scrambled egg. And that's the problem with Grosjean.
So of those three main teams, Red Bull, Ferrari and Lotus, which one will win the Constructors' title? Well, Grosjean wasn't really consistent enough last year. He didn't really learn to use the brake pedal enough, and he'll really need to improve this year if he's going to win it. I think the Constructors' title boils down to Red Bull versus Ferrari.
Hi, Side Podcast. This is Alex, here to give my predictions for the 2013 F1 season. Overall, I think that it's going to be a close season, but I think Vettel and Red Bull are just going to sneak it again because I don't think they've shown their true potential in testing. I think Mercedes are going to be a big surprise and that Nico Rosberg is going to win his second race and at least his third too, with Hamilton coming through as well. I also think McLaren are going to do better than people think and Lotus is going to be up there. So I think we're going to have a lot of winners and maybe some new winners with Bottas and Williams. And maybe the Sauber boys will be in there too.
I think the rest is smarting a bit from not being picked, as Hülkenberg was saying, for the McLaren drive. Perhaps Paul is expecting to be team leader at Force India to get his team up a bit. But now Sutil's come along, he'll have more of a fight there, although having had a year out, you never really know how quick he's going to be. He was average before. Paul's got more experience and he's generally better, I think.
Team Elef's got an interesting situation with Soutil going back to the team that he drove for a few seasons after his enforced absence. It'll be interesting to see how he compares with the rest of. Paul had a very good season last year until the last sort of half dozen races when he stopped scoring points. He's going to want to show that he's number one, that he can handle Soutil, and that he's worthy of a seat at one of the top teams when one becomes available.
Force India? Force India, I don't understand, because Paul de Resta is... It's like Paul de Resta isn't happy to be there. It's weird. It's very strange. And he fell off the cliff so much at the end of last season, in the second half of the year, and he just kind of made himself seem quite average, and I hope he has a better year this year, because I want to like Paul de Resta, but he's very cold in interviews and just quite uninteresting. It's strange. And Soutil, well, Soutil's got another crack of the bone, crack of the whip. He's a little crack of something. He needs to make the most of the second chance, because he's a lucky boy, and I think he will for a while, but I think he's going to fall off towards the end of the year, and I think he's going to be dropped at the end of the year, basically. But who knows? Force India need a good car, and I'm not sure they're going to have one again, sadly.
Elsewhere, Paul de Resta will have an okay season, and by that I mean do enough to secure himself a drive other than that at Force India for the 2014 season. As for the five rookies, three will make names themselves, two for the better, one for the worse, but I don't have enough knowledge about any of them to plump for which is going to be which.
Marussia, Gator and Will are going to be at the back. I think that's the only thing we can really learn from testing. They're miles behind. Of the four drivers, I've got to think that Bianchi's going to win that little private battle they have. The rest of them, I don't think are as good. Pick, with his experience, might be able to make a fight of it, but I think Bianchi's the best of the four.
We lost one team over the course of the off-season. We lost HRT, otherwise known as the Hopeless Racing Team. I'm not sure anyone will miss them, but of the teams towards the back of the grid, I think there will be some pressure financially on teams like Caterham, who are relying more on pay drivers. I think they will be outclassed by Marussia. Marussia have Kurz, they have Jules Bianchi, who I think will turn out to be a very good Formula One driver. I think Caterham will struggle. I don't think any team will go under this year, but I certainly think in the medium to longer term, Caterham, if they can't keep 10th in the Constructors' Championship this year, will start to struggle.
Caterham and Marussia need to sort themselves out, otherwise they're going to be gone after this year, because you've got Chilton, who I want to do really well, and Bianchi, who is there, which is nice for him. And as well as that, you've got who the hell's in Caterham? Van der Garde and the other one. I honestly can't remember who's in Caterham. Going completely blank. I think Van der Garde might do well. I think I've seen him in GP2 a couple of times, and I don't know much about GP2, but he seemed pretty good. He got ignored at Goodwood all the time last year, so maybe he can slide his way through the grid in the same way, who knows? And the other one, I'm sure the other one will do well, whoever he is or she is. I'm sure the other one will perform to the best of their extent, and I hope the other one will in their future endeavours.
Another place where we have new teammates is Caterham and Marussia. But in reality, who cares about them? They're so far behind the other teams after 4 years in the sport, and they've dropped Kovalainen and Glock, who really were the only aspects of the team that anyone had any interest in.
Hey, this is Mika from Finland. I think that the tyres will make for crazy races in the early part of the season, so it'll settle once again later on, but the first races will be really chaotic. And Red Bull will emerge on top once again, and Vettel will win the championship. And the top four, five teams, I think Mercedes might join the group that was on top last year with Ferrari, Red Bull, McLaren and Lotus. In the midfield, Nico Hülkenberg will be the top guy, I think. Behind those top teams, and Valtteri Bottas will be the Rookie of the Year, and I think Nico Rosberg will beat Hamilton and Marussia and Caterham will be pointless once again.
I think that Lewis is going to be exactly what Mercedes need to turn their fortunes around. They'll close the gap right up and become one of the ones to watch. Expect Lewis's quali pace to put them on the front row a good few times, as well as score them quite a handful of points. This year's Mercedes looks like a reliable beast, and it will serve him and Nico well.
Mercedes and Lotus, they'll again be next, and hopefully, I think they might have made a slight step forward, but I don't see them being total contenders. Mercedes shouldn't be outside the points anymore, but you never really know. I'm not sure what to make of Hamilton. He either could respond well and fight with a car and drag it to whatever finish it can possibly do, even if that's 10th or whatever, just sort of drag a point out of it, or his head might drop. But I tend to think at least for this year, he'll be fighting for whatever he can get. I think Rosberg's going to struggle against the fastest team that he's ever seen, but he's raced against Lewis before, so he might respond well. I tend to think Hamilton will be the best of the two.
Mercedes is going to be the team to watch this year, aren't they? Hamilton and Rosberg are going to be a really good team together, but I'm not sure whether they're going to kind of push the car as much as Mercedes hope. I think Lewis is going to get a win here and there because he is obviously a very good driver. Rosberg's also very good. And they're both better than Schumacher, who was rubbish. Yeah, it's of course, Mercedes have got everyone in the world. They've got Toto Wolff, they've got Paddy Lowe, they've got Lewis and Nico, they've got Ross Brawn, they've got Christopher Columbus, they've got Steven Spielberg, they've got Gandhi, they've got someone called Mandy. I mean, they've literally got everyone. They've got half of the Vogon fleet. It's such an overpowered team of names, and I just hope that doesn't hinder their progress, because I think it might. So I think they're going to have a frustrating year, a good and a bad year, an inconsistent year for Mercedes.
It's hard to know where Mercedes will finish this year. They've looked very good in testing, and they do have Lewis Hamilton, so if they have a very fast car, they've got a very good shout of the Constructors' Championship. Looking at the number two driver is Nico Rosberg, although he's not officially a number two driver. Really, we know he is. Is he as strong as the number twos at Lotus, at Ferrari, at Red Bull? So Mark Webber, Felipe Massa, and Romain Grosjean. I don't think he's as quick as Grosjean. And I don't think he's as good as Webber. Is he as good as Massa? Not when Massa's on form. When Massa's not on form, yes, he beats him. But I think we can discount Mercedes, because I think the driver pairings at Red Bull, Ferrari and Lotus are better than at Mercedes.
I guess the big thing to predict this season is the Mercedes-Hamilton situation. I don't see Lewis winning the title or Mercedes taking the Constructors' title. I can see him winning races, maybe two or three, but I don't think he'd go any further than that. I guess the test of that relationship is what happens next year when all the new rules come in. And obviously from that you have the Perez at McLaren situation. Frankly, I think he's there for the money. I don't think he's good enough to be in a McLaren seat. I think Button will blow him away. And if somehow McLaren have comfortably the best car, I can see Button beating him by 100 points.
I don't think McLaren will be this year's Constructors' Champions. Of those five teams, I think they have the weakest driver lineup. They have a world champion in Jenson Button, and they have a driver with 2 years' experience in Sergio Perez. To win the Constructors' Championship, you need two good, consistent drivers. And at the moment, I don't think Sergio Perez is consistent enough, or will be this year, to win the championship for McLaren, even if Jenson Button were to win the driver's crown, which I also think is unlikely.
The McLaren duo will be hoping that Lewis has taken last year's bad luck and mechanical troubles with him to Mercedes. If this is the case, then a consistent McLaren is going to be a fast McLaren, and JB, that's the real JB, can expect to be in with a shout at the championship. Sergio has a great chance of improving as well. A win will definitely be in his future.
with McLaren, obviously Jensen. This is going to be Jensen's year. This is going to be his team now. He is Mr. Woken. When you go to Woken, they won't be saying, let's go down to the shops. They'll be saying, let's go and visit Jensen, because he is Mr. Woken. And he will be Woken very hard to make that car good. I don't like my puns. It's definitely his team now, and I think he can really push the car into his style of driving. Sergio, again, Perez is quite similar to Jensen, in my eyes at least, in terms of his driving style. He's very good with kind of keeping a hold of the tyres, and he's quite a smooth driver, so I think that's really going to benefit both drivers. And I think they're going to be in for a good year, McLaren. Jensen will be going for the championship, and hopefully Perez will get a win, because I want to hear the Mexican national anthem. Unless Gutierrez wants to have a go. Whatever, that's cool. Don't fight over it. I just want to think, you know, say, hey, that's a good anthem, Mexico. Well done. Well done, guys.
I suppose the first thing we have to look at is who's going to win the first race. I don't know why, but I have a feeling that Mark Webber is finally going to win his home race.
Looking at testing, although Mercedes set the fastest times in Barcelona, no one is quite sure quite how much of that was down to fuel load and how much is down to raw pace. Certainly their one lap pace is very good, but really, with Red Bull not really showing their hand over longer runs in testing, it's hard to know who really is fastest. My expectation is that Red Bull and Ferrari will be marginally ahead of Lotus, McLaren and Mercedes come Melbourne. I expect those five teams to take up most of the top 10 grid slots.
So for an unconventional take on my 2013 season predictions, the 10th anniversary commemorative edition of Badger Badger. Vettel,
back to Lotus, and if Kimi can continue with this level of consistency, I think he'll be in with a fight to come the end of the season, and if he can manage to turn a few more results into victories or podiums, then he could see this tipping the scales in his favour.
So in my mind, it boils down to Alonso versus Vettel for the title again this year. So who's going to win it? Well, I'm going to plump for Fernando Alonso. To be honest, there's not really very much between the two drivers. Vettel is a three-time champion, Alonso is a two-time champion. They are probably as good as each other when they have the fastest car. The difference between the two, I think, is their ability to drive around the car. Some of Fernando Alonso's performances in last year's Ferrari were phenomenal, and he managed to get the car consistently into a position that really it shouldn't have done according to its real speed. And to be honest, that is the one and only reason why I would pick Alonso above Vettel. If Vettel has the fastest car, he will win. If he doesn't have the fastest car, will he win? Can he beat Alonso when Alonso has the fastest car? I'm not so sure. But can Alonso win when he hasn't got the fastest car? He'd shown last year that he is able to do that. So my pick for this year's title is Fernando Alonso.
I do think it'll be between Vettel and Alonso again, unless McLaren get their act together a little bit earlier, and then Button will hopefully come into it.
Then we've got the championship to decide. I think Vettel's obviously going to be in a good position to challenge for that, and I think Alonso's going to be his closest challenger. I think Red Bull have got a fast quali car based on what we saw in Barcelona. Its long runs weren't as hot there, but that may change when we get different weather conditions, different types of tarmac, different types of circuits. But it may be that they struggle a little bit in the race.
My pick for the championship is Alonso. I want him to have more wins than Vettel, so he has to get it this year to get himself back ahead. But again, that depends entirely on Ferrari.
And looking at the pace of the Red Bull across the tests, and specifically most recently in Barcelona, I expect Webber to be closer to Vettel. A harder or slower car to drive plays into the hands of the Aussie, and I don't think there'll be too much running away with it going on by that certain German, and all for the better. Not to put up too fine a point on it, but he'll not be retaining his title in 2013. I can see Adrian Newey doing his best to prevent this from happening. There'll be a big fight and a big development race, but no four on the bounce for poor Sepp. All in all, I'm predicting that this season is going to be as good, if not better, than last. Maybe not quite as varied, but the racing should still be excellent. So far, I've been, I suppose, a bit vague, so my last words on the matter are going to be Fernando Alonso and Lotus. These are going to be your drivers and team champions.
Vettel, 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 Vettel.